Ladies and gentlemen, would you come back? I need some people. It's always a joy to be back at North Marion Fellowship. Thank you for what you do from here. And I know your pastor, Jim, is an inspiration to me. He's the champion for the work in Bihar. So I don't know how to say thank you enough to Pastor Jim, and I'm grateful to God. And so much I need to do that he does for the work. And so thank you for all of you. Love you. And thank you again for this congregation. Don't burn out by coming early morning and setting up. We can, doing this every day, week after week, year after, you can get tired. But do not lose the zeal for God. Your God is a good God. Who is this great God, the creator of heaven and earth? I cannot even imagine this great God. And he will be faithful to you generation to generation. I remember some of the churches, in the churches in India, and some of the pastors, they come early and put the mat. We don't have a chair that time. Put the mat and everything on the floor. And today, generation after generation, their children, grandchildren are powerful leaders in India and for the kingdom of God. God is watching everything we do. So be excited. Continue to do. I have limited time. And Pastor Jim said, if you don't keep within the time, we will fire you. He said he was so kind. He said, I don't fire you. My people may fire you. So I am going to keep my time. This time I will do it. I don't need to preach everything. Because somehow I have 4 points. I want to finish it. And so let me talk about Bihar. Before that, take a half minute. And Rimi is almost 25 years old now. Started 93. How did that go very quickly? I don't know. And today, Rimi is one of the major missions in India. We do 3 programs, as you know, evangelism and church planting. We trained over 6,000 men and women. They're scattered all over the country and beyond India. But we support every month 1,500 missionaries. They are managing around 9,000 village house churches. Okay, last year alone, because of this missionary, we baptized 4,000 people. All of them raise hands, won't come. And for baptism, because they're afraid of so many things. And we have the seminary in Nagpur, and then we have Bible school in every state. 29 states, we have Bible school in every state. Also Nepal, Bhutan, and Sri Lanka, and Burma, Myanmar. And right now, around 1,000 students are being trained for a training program. 1 year, Bachelor Theology, Master Divinity, and Master Theology. The month of March, 600 students graduated, and so now we are deploying these graduates. Our goal to take 150. The rest will go back to their own denomination, other parachurch organizations, and may go further studies, secular jobs, and all that. And in addition to the leadership development, we are involved in mercy ministries, as you many of you know, healthcare, hospital, clinics. Rescuing children. We help around 1,000 children every month. And then we have hospital. Then microfinance, starting English medium schools. We have many schools. The largest school, almost around 700 students by a missionary. Some we run directly, some we hand over to our local missionaries. 10 schools in every state. Under Selvaraj in Patna, we have over 150. And Moni, would you bring that? Can I take a 1 minute break? My PowerPoint, I want to give it to Morgan. Morgan? No, my preaching. Sorry for that. And declaring his glory. Sorry for that. By the way, that you saw my wife, first time she is in the state of Oregon. And our 31st wedding anniversary was yesterday, 31st, first time. And she wanted to see Oregon, she wanted to see all of you, it's all happened. So we are grateful that she could come and be with all of you. Okay, let me talk about Bihar. We have 38 districts in Bihar. Next slide. Okay. Oh, okay. Oh, okay. Okay, Melanie. No problem. Take time. And by the way, any idea how many missionaries we have in the state of Bihar? Any idea? Bihar is one of the largest states of India, near the Nepal border, north and northeast. And there are 38 counties. Okay? And the population is almost 115 million. Okay? And I have to get some numbers. Bihar is on this right side. Next one. Thank you, Melanie. Appreciate. Next. No problem. And Christianity, less than 1% here. Okay. So, and this is 2011 census. And then, 2011, now 2017. And India, the population is 1.3 billion people. And it has 9 divisions, 38 districts, 101 subdivisions, 533 blocks, 45,000 villages. And so I want you to know every day, you are supporting in a place not already evangelized, totally unreached. India is a closed country, as you know, there is no missionary visa. You can only go for tourism. And there's no other visa, unless with the top government permission, get some preaching visa. So this is where you are working, an unreached state in India. Next, Christianity, less than 1%. Hinduism is the major religion, and then Islam. Okay, next, ministry updates. Let's talk about, Selvaraj is our leader, and you remember Selvaraj is a great brother, our graduate. He one day he said, sir, God is calling me. He's from South India. He said, God is calling me to the north. And his journey started many, many years ago. He said he wanted to go to Patna. And he was a single guy. Unfortunately, his brother died. And so he married, was so kind to marry his brother's wife, adopt that two children. That is Selvaraj, actually. And he's our state leader. So right now, under his leadership, the church planting program and the leadership program and the mercy ministry. He's based in Patna. Some of you know him. Next. Right now, 40 missionaries are serving with the Lord in different parts of Bihar. And we have 38 districts, as you know. We are in Gaya, Nalanda, Patna, Jahanabad, and Supaul. And they want to start ministry in four more, Buxar, Vaishali, and Madhubani, and Darbhanga. These are the four districts they want to start church planting. Okay? Next. Just to get an idea, some of you went, Carla went, others went. Most of our work is among the lower caste. 80% of the population is lower caste, and especially in the state of Bihar. And so that is Pastor Gopal Prasad. Next. And total, as you have 40 staff, including the Bible College and the English Medium School and church planting. It's around 40 staff right now in Bihar. Next. You get a list, supported and non-supported. Next. The Mission India Bible College. You remember, many of you remember, the new people may know the story. We purchased a piece of land outside of Muzaffarpur, and the Pastor Jim came, but unfortunately, There was no Christian there, and the Hindus were not friendly. We had to run away. A lot of persecution happened. So we got a buyer to buy that property. But now the Hindus are threatening that buyer not to buy that property. So if we sell it, we get around $25,000. So my prayer that God will intervene, that we will be able to sell that property. Okay, so it is 4 hours drive from Patna. So the Bible College right now is in Supaul district, and the Uttam Bharati and his wife Nikki, and that is the building we rented. Okay, you get an idea. Next. So Supaul is very close to the Nepal border, and I believe, I don't know how many, it may take 10 hours from Patna all the way to Supaul. So right now we are in five districts. So another four we like to start ministries. Next. So Paul, that district, think about that district where the Bible school is located. What is the population? This is 2011 census. Almost 2.5 or 3 million people in that district. And it is that the size and equal to the nation of Latvia and or our state of New Mexico. Next. Get an idea about the Bible school. Next. Okay, next. That is Uttam and his wife Nikki. Next. One child. Trinity International School, that is in Patna. Okay. Over 150 students there and 10 staffs in the school. Recently, one of the staffs from an Orthodox Hindu family took baptism. Our students are growing in Christ along with the secular studies. August 15th, we will celebrate our Independence Day. Next. Bihar floods. Next. Continue to pray. And we lost our church. These are simple churches, shack building. And so this collapsed one. Because of your partnership, we are serving almost 150 children. We have two child development centers, 180 in Patna and another 50 children in Gaya. Then 16 children are getting ongoing support. Their dream to serve another 500 children through CDCs. Next. Some of the prayer requests. Thank you for praying for Bihar today. And you see the dream. We want to train young people. We want to have a youth conference and different location. Bihar is so big. And our goal is next 10 years, maybe over 1,000 young people to be trained. And when I go, I do leadership seminars. When somebody comes from here, we do leadership seminars, 5 leadership seminars every year. And we want to start another Bible school. And Selvaraj has been asking some time for a van to pick up the children from homes back to the school, a school van, but they don't have one right now. Next. Okay, these are some of the prayer requests. Pray for all our missionaries and Selvaraj. Next, last one. That's all. Okay, and by the way, this is my latest book. Stories about children in our slums and orphanage. This is written for children. It's happened because when I was preaching in Tucson, Arizona, and after the preaching, I was standing at the booth, my display booth, a small boy, and he looked at me. He said, "Mr. Lucas, do you have anything for me to read?" That touched me because others were buying my other books. I said, "Yes, you will have something to read." So I thought, why don't I collect the stories of children transformed by the power of the gospel? So these are stories you can read to your children. Okay, so any gift you give will be used for helping children. Okay, I have only a few books. Then my other book, Transformed for a Purpose, I don't know whether you have that. That's a second edition with new stories, new pictures, and my dream for the next 20 years for the ministry. So please come and get it. Any question? I have 15 minutes. And 20 minutes. Any question? One question? Anybody has any question? You are so kind to me. You want me to preach. Psalm 96 is my passage. I want to read it. Psalm 96. Yes, thank you. Psalm 96. Can I get your Bible for a second? What I'm going to do, just bullet points. I don't have the time to explain. I want to honor the request Pastor Jim gave it to me. Psalm 96. It's a powerful psalm. And I heard from Pastor Jim last week. He preached from Psalm 96. That's amazing. And if you look at here, if you study these 13 verses, you understand, if God is our Savior, We must be a worshiping community. That's what you see there. We must be a witnessing community. Here in Hubbard, in Aurora, wherever we are, uttermost parts of the world. Third, we must be a watching community, waiting for the arrival of our Lord, the King of the Kings. You see that here in this 13 verses. But let me read verse 1. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. You see the heart of God. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praise his name, proclaim, declare his salvation day after day. It's a command to all of us. Then verse 3, declare his glory, his greatness, his majesty among what? Among the nations, among the peoples. We are peoples here in where we are, North Marion, wherever, all over, North. And wherever God has put us, we have peoples in all parts of the world, nations. His marvelous deeds among all peoples. Why? Verse 4 argues, because great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods are the nations, are idols. Why we need to declare? Because all the gods of the nations are idols. But our God, the Lord, made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory are in his sanctuary. So verse 3, declare his glory among the nation. You can take that. Declare his glory. And why do we need to declare his glory among the nation? I have four rock solid realities. Why we must be passionate to announce, to tell, to declare, proclaim his glory. There is no one like him. You know, these days after the eclipse, solar eclipse, you know, I did not know much about the Milky Way solar system. I spent some time to study. I marveled. The sun, how many miles away? 93 million away. 93 million away. A furnace boiling, giving light to everybody. All over the world. How much that will cost? Think about it. I have great appreciation. That's enough for me to love and worship and fall before this great creator. He made the heavens. And the Bible talks about the fools say there is no God. The fools. If you look at anybody, look at the creation, they can marvel at God and praise him. Declare his glory. Four rock solid realities. Okay? The number one, Mel, because Christ's name is still not heard in the world. You know it very well. Why we need to be passionate? Because his sweet name is not known. Pepsi or Coca-Cola is known in every village, remote villages of the world. But his name, I asked many times in India when I went to the remote villages, do you know Jesus? People said many times, he doesn't live here. And so many times the name is saturated here in America. You see churches everywhere. You are not excited and passionate. Sometimes you lose that excitement. His name is not known among the nations of the world. And 7.1 billion people in the world. And around 16,500 unique people groups. Still 6,900 no ministry among them. Think about most of the unreached people groups live in India. Almost 2,000 people groups, still unreached people say, in India. Okay, let me move to the next one. I'm going to not going to explain all the slides. Next. Okay, the second reason why we need to declare, because the grace of our God is sufficient to save all people. The grace of God, the love of God. This God, think about my friends, this God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, came down and lived among us and loved, and he died for a small person like me and you. I cannot fathom. The grace of God is sufficient to reach all people. You look at the love of the Father, the obedience of his Son. Splendor and majesty are before him. Strength and glory and his sanctuary. Ascribe to the Lord, all you families of nation. Ascribe to the Lord and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. There is no God like our God. All the gods of this world are idols. They have eyes, cannot see it, ears cannot hear it, nose cannot smell it. But our God is a personal God. Many people don't understand the power of this great God. 1820 from Bethlehem Baptist Church in Minneapolis, where John Piper pastored for so many years. 1820, and a young couple, Minnie and Ola Hansen, went to Burma to reach out to the Kachin. Kachin, K-A-C-H-I-N. Next slide. Next. That's a Kachin state. We are talking 1820. The Kachins are known as vengeful, cruel, and treacherous. The king of Burma declared it to Hansen when he got there, "So you are to teach the Kachins? Do you see my dogs over there? I tell you, it will be easier to convert and teach these dogs. You are wasting your life, Mr. Hansen." Those who went to Burma, you understand. Today, great leaders God has raised up from Kachins. Kachins are powerful leaders. 30% of the population in that state is Christian. What did the king of that country say? "You are wasting your life. Go and teach these dogs." Ladies and gentlemen, the grace of God. Many of you know my story. 8 children, firstborn, no hope growing up. Father was violent alcoholic. Mother was mentally depressed, attempted suicide. My sister was demon possessed for so many years, no hope. We went to temples and churches. Hundreds of chickens were sacrificed midnight. Nobody could help us. I didn't want to live. I thought I will leave this world one day. I don't want to live. I didn't know about the gospel. Nobody loved me. So when I was 20 years old in the university, 2 poor brothers came talking about John 3:16. God is so loved the word. God loves you, Saji. Until that time, I never heard that word. God loves you. And I hated them. I didn't know. I didn't know about it. And I was arrogant and proudful. But they kept on coming. Every day, they would come and love me and share the good news. On the 6th day, surrendered my life to Christ. I was persecuted. You know my story in that book. I don't think anybody had to go through something like that. My hands were tied and legs were tied like a sheep. Indians beat me. My whole back was covered with the blood. I was pushed out of the home. I didn't know where I will go. But I cried to God, "God, I will not be fully satisfied until you bring my family, my brothers and sisters, to the faith." Today, many of you know, all of us are believers. Most of my siblings are missionaries serving Christ in various places. Thousands of thousands of people are brought into the kingdom of God because of the grace of God. Listen, the grace of God is sufficient to save all people. Beloved, God is speaking to you. If you are worrying about your brother or sister, your father-in-law, mother-in-law, your grandfather, your neighbors, listen, nothing, listen, difficult for him. But listen, you need to continue to love and pray, and divine intervention, but human responsibility. And we know throughout the Bible, we must do our part. We should not be ashamed what people will say or not. Okay, so here, therefore, no valley is too isolated, no island is too distant, no forest is too dense, no mountain is too inaccessible, no desert is too hostile, no city is too fortified, but we will not reach by accident. We will not reach by accident. So every time I come, I share, inspire you, reach out people, reach out, cry and fast and pray for the souls. I prayed, Lord, it took 8 years. I said, "God, I will not be fully satisfied until you bring everybody to the faith." In my family, he did it. It took 8 years, but God is able. You try this, what I'm talking about. I experience, that's our people we experience in India. But you will not, like Jacob, you will not leave God until you bring them, my family, to this knowledge, this saving knowledge of you. I will not quit. And watch and wait. Then you do everything in your power what you can to show the love of God. Finally, the third one, God's plan demands the sacrifice of his people. God's plan demands sacrifice of his people. We know men and women went and sacrificed for the sake of the gospel. I don't have time. Let me move to the last point. The Son of God deserves the worship and praise of his peoples. The fourth point. Okay, God demands the praise of his people. Why? We need to declare his glory among the nations. Four realities, principles I talked about. The final one is, the Son of God deserves the worship, praise of his people. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all the earth. Sing to the Lord, praising his name, proclaiming his salvation day after day. Look at verse 12, let the heaven rejoice, let the earth be glad, let the sea resound, and all that is in it. Let the fields be jubilant and everything in them. Let all the trees of the forest sing for joy. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. You see, the heart of God for everyone, worship him. That is the passion of God. Let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and all the peoples in faithfulness. That's verse 13. So, ladies and gentlemen, our Lord warrants worship from every nation, tribe, tongue, and he gave himself with all-consuming dedication to making the glory of Christ known. We want the name of Christ to be heard, hailed, among all the peoples of the earth. North Marion, thank you for whatever you do. Even after the church, you have a wonderful plan here. You worked hard, thought about it, prepared food and all that to invite the community. And I can only tell you, God knows all that, and our work in the Lord is not in vain. John Piper writes, mission exists. You heard of this. Mission exists because worship doesn't. Worship, therefore, is the fuel and goal of mission. It is a goal of mission because in missions, we simply aim to bring the nations into the white-hot enjoyment of God's glory. The goal of mission is the gladness of the peoples in the greatness of God. What is the goal of worship? Mission is the gladness of the peoples in the greatness of God. Mission begins and ends in worship. In heaven, we worship him forever and ever and ever. We are passing by. We are sojourners, foreigners, 70, 80, passing by. We are taken from the kingdom of the world to the kingdom of God. We are here. It's advancing. Now that's our home, eternal home. That's where we are going. Our citizenship is there. But nothing we can take it. Our boat, our car, our investment, nothing. We can only take people there. You see that? Or we can only take people there. That's why we need to declare his glory among the nation. And here is the conclusion. I cannot say this better than David Platt, an American prophet, mission prophet. David Platt writes, in the light of this holy obligation, we do not have time to waste. We do not have time to waste. We do not have time to play artificial games in contemporary culture or wage artificial wars, WARS, wars in comfortable churches. Today, many churches lost the passion, very cold. They're fighting within the churches. They lost that passion. If we are really passionate for the lost, you spend a lot of energy for that. So, he says, we do not have time to play artificial games in contemporary culture or wage artificial wars in comfortable churches. We have been compelled by a God-centered passion, and we have been created for a global purpose. Every Christian and every church has been called to participate on the front lines of this mission. You understand that? Together, I see always, together we sacrifice our lives and our churches in the death-defying obedience to his commands, confident that one day soon we will together gather with a ransomed people from every nation, tribe, tongue, and we will declare his praises for all eternity. Thus, let us all come together In spite of our differences, would you come? We may not agree with everything. For the sake of Christ, reaching the lost, let us, we are powerful now, strong. Let us lock arms together in radical abandonment to spreading the gospel and declaring the glory of God locally and globally. Thank you, sir. When you strategically engage in mission, I promise, this is my statement. When you strategically engage in mission, I promise that it will shape the mission of your church in such a way that you watch in amazement as it conforms daily to the image of Jesus Christ. Declare His glory among the nations. I argued four realities. We should be passionate. Number one, His name is still not heard in the world, here in Hubbard. Second, His grace is sufficient to reach all people. All people. I want you to leave it today to, as you talk to people. I went to Supercut in Canby. There was a girl. And there was a girl there. Her name is Martinez, Elizabeth Martinez. Nobody was there. Her manager was in the back. So I cannot leave without sharing a little bit of my story, my love for Jesus. So I found out her background and all that. I said, I asked her her relation with Jesus. No, I said, if you die, I asked that question. Sometimes I don't ask. If you die today, where will you spend your eternity? I don't know. I'm not sure. Would you be interested? She said, I would be interested. So after finishing cutting, then I took my, and I always carry this four spiritual laws. Very easy to walk through it. I used the different time. I used thousands of times. I have different over the years. I walked through this. Are you here? Okay, I'm here. Do you want to go there? Yes, I want to go. Through Jesus, you can go. And then I said, this is what you have to do. This is the prayer. And she prayed in that Supercut in Canby. Again, I don't know how sincere, but I'm not going to see her tomorrow. I'm leaving. But I want to make sure she enjoys, understand the love of God from me, a missionary from India. So don't be afraid. Don't be ashamed. Look at the cross. He was not ashamed for you. He was not ashamed. He gave completely every drop of His blood for you and me so that we will be rich in God. God bless you. Thank you again for pouring your hearts for our ministry in India. And pray for the October conference. Some of you know around 2,000 leaders will be coming October 16th through 22nd. And we are teaching the Kingdom of God topic, Matthew chapter 5, 6, 7. Great speakers in the U.S., great speakers from India will be coming to expound. So we want to love our people, missionaries who are living in the villages, love them and pray for them. That's the main purpose. Every year I ask to some money to bring our missionary. We have 40, I think, I don't know, more than 50 missionaries Selvaraj will be bringing. So $50 to cover their travel fare and feeding them for a week. We have to rent everything. Bed and everything, then travel fare, $50. That's around $2,500. I pray that three churches together, you guys help in that. I'm still raising money for that. Let's pray. Father, thank you for North Marion Fellowship. Even I pray, Lord, this afternoon, give us a great harvest. Lord, send people here, Lord, and families and relatives. And I pray people have a good time connecting and sharing the love of God, sharing their stories with others, Lord. Continue to expand to this church and give us a zeal every day to come and set up and organize and get ready for people to come and to worship the living God. Every blessing upon your church, Lord. Thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Love you, church.